Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Well, hello is how you used to start your show. So.
Well, hello.
I don't think you.
Hello, puppy.
I don't think you were British when you did it, but I'll
come
go
here,
with that.
Governor.
I'll go with that. Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. It's our fourth episode. Is this a milestone? Fourth?
I think so.
Or is five the milestone?
Like, I don't know consistently if we've ever had four in a row.
I feel like we have.
Like, if we've had 4 years in a row.
I feel like we've definitely had four
in a row.
But then
again, this is only
because we did, like,
episode,
our
so
first actual
four.
Season, we did 10 episodes in a row.
What season is that?
The one back in, the one 10 years ago.
Which one's that? That doesn't exist. This is
yeah, that's right.
This show.
Is our first season. This yeah. is the only time we've ever done it. So, mm-hmm. of course, we've never done four episodes right. in a row because this is our
this
fourth.
This is a milestone.
Yep, it's our first fourth episode ever.
Everybody needs to send us money for that.
Okay. I'm down.
Yeah.
Send money. You got an address you want to send it to?
White House.
Do you want to send Trump money?
Yeah.
Okay. He always could use more.
Can send it to me directly.
Send it to Colby.
Me and him communicate.
P.O. Box 616661 Hell.
Avenue.
L Avenue.
L Avenue?
Center of Earth.
Yep.
621666.
That's where the devil is.
That's where you live.
Me and him
that's
and
your
Trump
address.
Just party it up.
So I've learned that we should not complain about not having things to talk about.
Why?
Because I did that last week.
You did? Wait,
and
why?
We filled 2 hours
uh-huh.
with nothing to talk about.
That's true.
And then today I literally wrote our show prep on an envelope.
On half of an envelope. A ripped half of an
envelope.
Yeah,
this is parts I needed for my car.
Yeah, so not even all of
yeah.
that.
And like, I wrote it on like an eighth of an envelope.
Good eighth
like,
of an envelope.
Look at that. That's... That's
what
that's
you call preparation, people.
So, and they're all about Colby except for one thing.
Preparation H.
So, we're going to talk a lot about Colby today.
Butt stuff.
And it's all retreads of things we've already talked about on the show.
Yeah.
If there's nothing more Colby, said than Colby than that.
We're building on what we
yeah,
already have.
That's it. We're
How's
do that,
that a bad thing?
I don't know, man.
That's right.
I don't know. Let's play the intro.
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Welcome, everybody, to the Seth and Colby Show.
To the show.
Today, on the show, we're going to talk about things that you like. And we're live every Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time.
Basically.
At duo.com/live. Or just go to SethandColby.com and get everything. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Watch the really stuttery video on duo.com/live because my computer has nothing open today, but it still wants to be slow. And that's just what's going to happen.
That's what's happening.
And I'm going to hide the video because it's giving me anxiety.
Yeah, hide it. Seeing
that
stutter.
Yeah.
You're a stutterer.
You're a pirate.
You're a pirate.
Or you're hacking. I don't know. But anyway, welcome to the show, guys. All right, let's jump right into it because you guys know the intro. Go to SethandColby.com. So go check it out, whatever, you know. And listen to the dubstep. All right, here we go. All right. Guardians. You went and saw it.
I went and saw it.
I've been waiting like 3 weeks for him to see it, and then I've been waiting like 3 days for him to tell me about it.
So, I saw it. Guardians 2. the movie that you said is the funniest movie ever. And also better than Star Wars.
I don't think I said it was the funniest movie ever.
You said those two things, word for word, recorded in history.
The funniest movie ever.
Both you said. So you built this movie up, and it tore the movie down. Because, oh my God, I mildly enjoyed it. It was nothing special.
You just have no joy in your life.
Just give me something that's different, and maybe it would give me joy. But that
what do you
was
mean, something
just,
different.
It was just stupid. Just dumb.
It was dumb.
It was dumb and stupid.
You're just saying that to enrage me.
Groot wasn't even a goddamn character. He was just a baby. He was literally a baby.
Oh, you only like the movie with Groot's in it?
Also, I don't know if it was because I saw it with my parents.
Okay.
Or if I was annoyed by the two children that one of them literally threw their glasses off of their face into the rows in front of them like 20 minutes into the movie. So for the rest of the movie, this 6-year-old girl is just sitting, and at one point she turns to her mom and she's like, it's really blurry.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
her parents didn't notice?
Her mom did, like, probably 20 minutes later, so about halfway through the movie. Then they started to talk and jabber and just, I wanted to engulf them in flames. Like, it was just so annoying. I'm trying to focus on the best movie ever. Funniest movie ever.
Did not say funniest movie ever.
Funniest movie ever. I'm trying to focus, and these kids are ruining the shit out of it. And, what else? Oh, yeah. And then, like, 20 more minutes later, I think she has to go to the bathroom. Okay. Or they're looking for her glasses, because the mother and the daughter both get up and walk in front of me and back in front of me.
Why don't
again.
They just go to the lobby and get new glasses, man?
Oh.
How hard could it be?
I swear. I don't know if she threw the glasses into the front row, but she threw something into the front row. And
it was
probably
the glasses,
looked,
otherwise why would she be wearing them?
Right, and then they looked underneath her chair and everything like that when the movie was over with their phone and didn't find them. So, yeah. And I just think that girl's like, I'm not telling. Nobody tell.
Yeah, she
I didn't
probably
throw
thought she'd get in
front.
Trouble or something.
I
right?
didn't throw them anywhere. They just magically fell off my face. I don't know where they went.
I mean, as a parent, like, I would be so much more annoyed to have paid $20 for my kid to see the movie, and then she loses her glasses 10 minutes in,
yeah.
and then doesn't even get to see the movie, instead yeah. of me having to go get some new glasses from the lobby.
I don't know if that was, like, she just didn't care and was trying to be like, I'm watching this movie.
Like, how does a parent not notice a pair of glasses go flying across the
well,
world?
Well, also, like, it wasn't just them. It was, like, a 6-year-old girl, then, like, a 6-year-old boy, and then the mom, and then I think the dad and whatever the rest family next to them. So they let the kids sit next to strangers, away from them as far as possible, so they could probably focus on the movie. They're just,
yeah, they
were just
those
bad
little,
parents.
Those
That's basically
devils
it.
To ruin their movie.
So, yeah.
They're trying to enjoy the funniest yeah. movie ever, man.
Other than that, Rocket was funny. Rocket was good.
Okay.
I liked Rocket and Yondu's relationship.
Yeah.
Yondu. That was good.
You didn't lose it when they went through all those jumps and their faces were all distorted.
That
man. Come
was
on.
Pretty that was pretty
Come
good.
On, man.
But
what about when Groot brought that severed toe?
That was also very good. Please tell me you have a place in this ship where you just store human severed toes. And he's like, nope.
Come on, man. It's a good
It was
movie.
Good.
It's a
I
good
would,
one.
I think I need to see it again. It just was way, I think they just had more stuff to fill in this one than the first one.
You felt like
the
there
first
was more
one,
like useless stuff,
I,
you feel
well,
like?
Not useless, but just, I don't know, more things to fill in. Like, the first one was mainly focused on their goal together
yeah. okay.
and becoming a team.
But this one was just
and
about
this
Chris
was, well,
Pratt.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
kind of. And then also you got John Cena. Or
John
Cena. John Baptiste.
John nope. Baptiste. No, keep naming wrong wrestlers. Please, keep naming Chuck Liddell.
The Undertaker.
The Rock. The Undertaker. Gravedigger, the monster truck.
Donald Trump.
Dave Bautista is his name.
That one.
Yes.
Yes.
Drax the Destroyer.
Drax.
Yes.
Yeah, him and Mantis or whatever, like,
yeah,
they
man.
Had a thing.
You didn't like those
the
scenes?
The sisters had a thing.
Yeah.
Rocket and Yondu had his own
yeah.
thing. There was just a lot more relationship.
So it's too much emotional depth for
you? I think
it
just tried to move too fast, and I thought it rolled really fast through some stuff. Like, there was some slow periods.
My biggest complaint about the movie was that it was very light on Gamora.
Yeah.
I thought she wasn't in the movie enough.
She wasn't.
Like, she was hardly there.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
I kind of didn't like that.
And the only relationship building they did of her and Quill was just
right. Like, if at the very
silent,
end.
But
unspoken. If you think about it, her and him were kind of the main focus of the first movie.
Yeah.
Like, if you kind of think of it that way, like, there was no character building for Drax or for Rocket at all in the first movie.
Yep. You know? I mean, I get what you meant, where it was like you're more in the world of it.
Right.
Rather than just, here's one thing, here's the next,
right.
Here's the next.
It felt slower paced
right.
than the other ones in a good way.
And I mean, there was just more stylized things. Like, there was no reason, really, to show Yondu just killing everyone
yeah,
on his ship.
Just fun. Yeah.
Just murdering people, yeah. Raining bodies. Like, just great for a kid's show. You
right,
know,
dude.
2 6-year-olds just watching
hey, dude.
Hundreds of bodies rain
My
down.
My 8-year-old watches death battles on YouTube.
Death battles?
Yeah, man. You watch death
what
battles?
What are death battles?
It's like where you take, like, Wolverine and Deadpool,
oh,
and then they
yeah.
fight each other, and whoever
yeah, no,
wins.
I
yeah,
I know that channel. I
yeah.
think I've seen
death
that.
Battles.
But,
he loves death battles. Yeah. So.
So that was cool, and then the scene where they're in the same scene where they're in the middle, and then it just, like, zooms out from the top, and you just see bullets and the
yeah,
arrow
man.
Flying around.
You don't think
really
that's cool?
Really stylized.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'm just saying, didn't live up to the hype.
Okay, I did not say it was the funniest movie
you
ever.
Did. No. I want you to go back and re-listen to
I'm
going
to re-listen to it. What if it's not there?
You would listen to it. I know it's there because I remember you saying it.
Nah, you misremembered, man.
I don't.
You did wrong.
You're wrong.
Wrong.
We have you recorded.
Wrong. Wrong.
Pussy grabber.
Right.
So, in conclusion.
Better than Star Wars, though, right?
No.
Come on!
Not by
a long
shot.
What's better about Star
shot.
Wars? What's better about Star
Everything.
Wars?
Everything.
Name one
the
thing.
Whole thing.
The characters are worse. The action is worse. The humor is worse. The ships are worse. Lightsabers suck.
The ships are worse.
Yeah. Well,
you like
okay.
the gold no. motherfuckers flying around drones
Star
like they're
Wars,
badass?
Star Wars ships are really cool.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Star Wars
yeah.
ships win.
But
most
you
of the cool ones.
Star
most
Wars.
Of the cool ones are from the 70s.
Oh, my God.
Or the prequels. There hasn't been one new cool
gosh.
Ship in the new ones.
That's very true.
They all suck.
The new space battle that's in like the Last Jedi trailer for
yeah,
like
dude.
Half a second looks very similar to a Guardians scene.
Yeah, well, I mean, they probably just save money on visual effects.
I bet.
Just
like, I mean, just
same
everything
wire
looks
same movements.
A certain aesthetic on like a multi-cross.
Yeah. Well, I thought Guardians looked different than most Marvel movies because it was very colorful.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see
true.
A lot of color in the Marvel movies, mm-hmm. you know? Like, it's very
I mean,
muted.
I did enjoy it, and I would like to watch it again, just like
not, not with children.
Yeah, preferably alone. Not with assholes around me.
Alone.
Or, yeah. With somebody who's going to laugh, maybe.
I'm going to change the delay.
Because I don't laugh. Why?
Because the delay on Pinella's brain finally just now told me that the delay on the audio is a little off on the stream. So
oh, no, it's not.
I'll change it to 800.
It doesn't matter.
You'll tell me if it's better or worse.
And then Kurt Russell.
Yeah?
I don't like Kurt Russell.
I cannot figure out what other movies he's in besides Stargate.
He's in, like, who's the guy who makes those shitty movies? Sin City. Not Sin City, but the movies like Sin City. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I don't
about?
Know what you're talking about.
You don't know the movie Sin City?
I know Sin City. He's not in that.
Frank Miller.
Oh, okay.
Style of things. What is he in? He's in Death Proof. That's a movie.
Oh, and you're talking about Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ish, kind of in that range. Yeah, he's in that.
He's in Death Proof.
Yeah.
Which was a side movie that came out like a
I just remember that because, yeah, it was like a two-part movie. 1,200? No, Pinella.
Doing it.
1,200. That's what it was on.
1,200 right now. There we go, man.
God.
Is why we don't do any of
it. Like that movie, Death Proof, came out at the same time as the Lady with the Machine Gun Leg movie.
Yeah, it's the same one.
Yeah.
Death Proof and the one with the...
Uh-huh.
No, Death Proof is the one with the car.
Yes.
I don't know what the other one's called.
Machete. No.
No, Machete.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, that's it. Machine Gun Kelly. You're right. I'm glad you remembered it. But, like, Kurt Russell is very famous, and I don't have any idea why. He's like, to me, he's like a Michael Keaton type of guy who's like, you've heard his name 100 times. But Michael Keaton was Batman at one point. Mm-hmm. That's why he was famous. Like, what's Kurt Russell done, man?
I remember. I don't know.
We should probably know that. We could Google it.
I mean, you can try.
I have this device that I can hold in my hand that has the secrets to everything.
The internet exists. Yeah,
it is an internet.
Time,
the internet is a thing.
I didn't like that he was a planet.
Well, that's from the comics, man. You can't hate on that.
I'm hating on him. Also, I didn't understand one of the fucking end credit scenes. Not one of them.
You didn't understand
None
the
of
one
them
give where
me hype or
come on, dude. You're telling me when he whistled and that arrow went into Drax's neck and he just screamed for 15
that
straight
was
seconds.
The dumbest thing.
Are you serious?
Dumbest thing.
All right, Kurt Russell is in the Fate of the Furious. Just for some reason, he's in the newest Fast and Furious movie.
Of course.
He's also in Deepwater Horizon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember him in that.
Yeah, I do.
He's also in The Hateful Eight.
He's
also in Furious 7. He's a character in the Fast and the Furious movies?
Oh, yeah. He's like the big government guy or something. I don't know.
Death Proof.
I don't like those movies.
Grindhouse. That's the other one.
Grindhouse.
He was in Poseidon. That movie where the boat turned over.
Oh, yeah. That was bad.
He's got to be like big in the 80s, right? I'm going to keep going back. Okay, here's Stargate. So he was in Stargate. That's the one I remember from. He's in Tombstone. I've heard of that one. Never seen it. Backdraft. I've heard of that, right? It's about firefighters. He's Tango and Cash.
So pretty classic.
Big Trouble in Little China. The Thing. Oh, he's the voice of the Fox and Fox and the Hound.
They killed someone off in this movie, man. You said Marvel didn't kill people off.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe they'll start killing people, man.
I'm just saying, I think Infinity War is
You telling me that I'm Mary Poppins, y'all, isn't the best thing you've ever heard?
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. Oh, so.
Come on.
Is he cool?
Is he cool? Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he's a badass. Oh.
Come on, man. You tell me that's not good.
There's some parts. Like I said, mildly enjoyed
it. What's a bad part?
It.
You just didn't overall
didn't
thought it was
it.
Too many
just
things going on?
Just didn't laugh a whole lot.
I don't know how many. I laughed
just
all
didn't
the time.
Laugh a whole lot.
What about what he called Rocket a trash panda? Come on,
it's
man.
It's so much worse.
I think you loved it. You just had a bad experience.
I just need to watch it without children yelling and screaming in my ear.
Yeah, that probably helped. When I went and saw it, I had a big sweaty nerd behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Literally sat down. It was like this. This is what happened. So I just got off the phone with Jennifer. Apparently, she almost killed herself. I was telling her, you know, high school's rough. This guy's in his 40s. I was telling her that high school's rough, you know, and life gets better. But I don't know
Jennifer?
If she listened to me. Oh, I don't know.
Just your
just whoever this
some,
guy was talking
friend,
to on the phone.
A friend of yours? Or?
I don't know, man.
That's sketchy.
Oh, am I the 14? Guy right now?
Yeah.
Jennifer's like this girl I met on a message board.
Oh, God.
About furries and the furry lifestyle. I also might have met her on the My Little Pony message
board. Oh,
porch.
My God.
Her username is i_h8_everything.
You didn't know where you're going with that one.
I didn't make her username, man. She
What's
did.
What's your name, sir?
Jeff.
Goldblum? Foxworthy?
I'm stuck on Jace.
Jeff Jefferson, at your service, Mr. Sure.
Well, the first day, the part of my head was Jim, and I was like, can't be Jim. Jeff?
Jeff?
Don't say doing your wife. Don't say doing your wife. Doing your...
Son.
Son.
But yeah, like, I was just sitting there, and he's like having this deep conversation with some other nerd about this girl wanting to kill herself, and I'm just like, movie, please start.
Was she a Twi'lek?
Dude, I don't know. I didn't want to turn around or get involved.
You should have. You know what you should do is give her some advice on life. Tell her to become a Twi'lek.
Well, first of all,
antlers and fucking
get some antlers.
Make a lightsaber. Go start fighting the Sith Lords.
I wanted to be like, you need to be honest with her and make sure she knows that life gets worse after high school. Like, it's all downhill from here. Like, you're like, everyone peaks in high school. Everyone.
Yeah.
It's downhill. There's like six people that don't, and they all become president. That's it. Everyone else downhill from high school. That's all it is, man.
Louis CK came out with a new thing in 2017 is the name of it. It's on Netflix. I started
just
watching
it
last night. Yeah.
What year is it? 2017. Let's just call it that.
Let's call it that. It's so much. It's so brutal. He goes so deep sometimes.
Into what?
Like, the first words out of his mouth are, like, I don't think abortion is killing a baby.
I saw the first part of this.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, he's like, abortion is either murder or it's not a big deal.
Or it's like taking a poop.
That's what it is, yeah. What it's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's brutal. I started watching.
Dude, that's Louis C.K. at the best, though.
But then...
My favorite routine of his is from a couple stand-ups ago where he's talking about people who beat their kids. Because he's like, it's like the abortion thing. Like, he's on both sides at the same time somehow.
Mm-hmm.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, that man is crazy.
I don't know how he does it.
Yep. I stopped watching that to play the game you gave me, though.
Oh, yeah? The Witcher?
Yeah.
Best game of all time?
Witcher 3.
Now, this one I stand by. I actually did say it's the best game of all time.
Uh-huh.
Unlike Guardians, which is not the funniest game of all time.
So we were hanging out Friday, and then you just randomly came at me full bore with this fucking information of this game that's the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
And I was like, well, this is a lot of information to soak up.
Yeah.
Why? How are you ranting all this? And then I looked at your show, and you just got done talking about it.
You missed all the best part then, man.
Yeah. So I get why it's on your mind now.
Okay.
That I did. But yeah, so I started playing it. Pretty cool. Start off.
I think I told you that night that they were making a TV series,
mm-hmm.
of it, and that's why I thought of it.
Yeah, and then that's the hype. Yeah,
yeah. Are you hot right now?
No,
dude, I'm fucking sweating.
That's because I'm setting you on fire. You are literally burning alive. No, I'm a witcher. You're the curse.
Don't igni me, man.
Yeah, I'm ignying.
Don't
the
igni
shit
me.
Out of you.
Don't igni me.
Just fire.
Cover me in Quinn.
So,
that's the nerdiest thing's ever been said on this show.
Pretty nerdy,
right there. Yeah.
I've made it, I think I played an hour.
Okay.
And that was including the tutorials.
I'm guessing you're still in White Orchard.
I am still, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
have you killed the Griffin?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
The Griffin is where the tutorial ends.
Uh-huh.
The White Orchard is the starting area.
So, yeah, I haven't even gotten past that. I'm stuck on the make a swallows potion for the dead.
Yeah, you got to go find a drowner.
Yeah.
And loot him. They got drowned brain.
Who told me to do that? Because the game didn't tell me to do that.
Make swallow?
The game tells me to make a swallows potion, and I don't know what the fuck to do.
Oh, yeah, you have to Google. Google a lot.
Google?
Yeah, Google.
Why?
Because, like, there's a lot of potions and stuff that you won't know.
Why don't I know how to do this shit? I'm a witcher. I'm the king of knowing how to defeat evil things. This is my fucking life job. And you're telling me I don't know how to make a fucking swallow's potion to kill somebody?
What I'm telling
you,
swallow actually heals you. Swallow is your health potion.
It's just for us.
Yeah, it's for you to heal. It's it's like your
so
basic
potion.
So how
do I not know how to heal myself?
First of all, Geralt of Rivia definitely knows how to make swallow.
Oh, right? Yeah.
The person controlling Geralt of Rivia through his body.
But why didn't Geralt tell me?
Well, he will later in the game.
No, he doesn't.
He will.
He hasn't.
Well, he will, because
I've just been riding around on my damn horse, killing
Roach?
Random shit.
Roach, man.
Yes.
Roach.
And then hitting people, looting shit.
Yep, that's what you do.
And then just waiting for a storm to come.
You played any Gwent?
Like, there's a storm. I did play one round. I lost. I didn't get it. I didn't understand.
Gwent's the best game.
I just
of all
played
time.
Every single card I had.
Okay.
And just went for
there's
it.
There's a lot of strategy in
didn't
Gwent.
Lose.
Here's a pro tip
or
for
I
you.
Didn't win.
Anytime you see a merchant, look for a Gwent card and buy every Gwent card they have. Because you don't have a good deck until you have all the cards.
Mm.
And every time you beat someone, they give you a card from their deck. But if you buy them from merchants and stuff, too, you'll get a Gwent deck that's better first.
I gotcha.
Yeah. The game has a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely has a learning curve.
Yeah.
It's a pretty in-depth RPG. But with some help from your friend at Google, once you,
I found the
once you start figuring
it
out, it
I'm
makes a lot
like,
of sense.
Look
yeah.
through the fields next to the house. Go kill a fucking thing down by a lake.
Yeah, I would. The stories are pretty straightforward. There's not really anything that you can mess up in the quests. Like they say, go here.
Yeah.
But like all of like, once you actually start finding things, it goes into your glossary,
mm-hmm.
and that's where like it'll tell you stuff. Like you'll find ingredients for making potions, and then it'll appear in your potions list, and it'll say you need this, this, and this.
Gotcha.
But you hadn't found the ingredient for swallow yeah. yet.
Yep.
Which is why you don't know.
So my point is, why tell me to make something that I don't know how to make?
Oh, because the
and
game.
And you didn't tell
well,
me.
Well, you went to the florist,
how
right?
How to
dead girl?
Make it. Yes.
Yes. You did that technically out of order.
Well, it chose me. It told me to choose my goddamn objective, and I apparently picked the wrong
one. No, you picked the right
one. Because now I can't choose the other one to just fuck the dead girl. I don't care. Let her die. I don't care if she tries to heal.
Well, she's going
to
die either way.
Well, then what's the point?
Well, you're trying to give her a nice way to death. She's going to...
Can I stab her in the head? That's quick.
You might be able to do that.
I would rather do that than make some fucking potion that I apparently don't know how to make.
Well, you want it because it heals you. So when you're fighting these drowners and they come at you with their
I already heal myself with food and stuff.
Yeah. Also, number one perk to get when you level up the first time, go to the brown section.
The brown section.
Get gourmet.
Okay.
It's like at level 50, it's still OP. You know how when you eat food, you know, it does a little green bar and it heals you for that amount of time?
Mm-hmm.
What gourmet does is it heals you for 20 minutes. So you won't have to take another health potion for 20 minutes.
Ah.
Gourmet, dude.
Sounds good.
Change your life.
Well, yeah. I mean, it looks fun and stuff.
Yeah, I would say Google the stuff that you don't know. You're not going to ruin
definitely
anything.
It's like a mix of like, I don't know, fairy tales. Mixed with Lord
right.
of the Rings,
yeah.
Mixed with Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's like it's a perfect description
yeah.
of it. Because there's like weird monsters,
uh-huh.
and then there's also like, there is an underlying political drama there
right.
going on. But then it's also swords and magic. and
basically,
elves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for it. I'll tell you, I'm also excited for Shadow of War.
No, dude, me too.
God, that looks amazing.
Dude, I can't wait. Yeah, I'm hyped.
Oh.
I'm a little worried it's going to be just like the original... Shadow of Mordor. Did you
like,
play Shadow of Mordor?
I mean, I watched you play it a little bit.
I mean, you
and
can
I
borrow that one, too.
Play.
I got it.
I mean...
Yeah. It's like Assassin's Creed, but less
right.
Assassin's Creed-y.
Right.
Like, it's got the same, like, movement in it, which is the fun part of Assassin's Creed, like the parkour stuff.
Yeah.
But none of the, I'm going to wait on a church steeple for 16 guards to come from this side of Boston to this side of Boston so I can jump into a hay pile and then stab them.
Yeah.
It's just like, where are the orcs? And that's what the game is.
Yeah. I want to command a Lord of the Rings battle. Like, and I feel like that's going to happen in Shadow of War.
It could, man.
Like, I mean, that first entrant, the opener, the 20 minutes of gameplay that we've gotten so far was that, basically, right?
Yeah, I mean, the coolest thing about Shadow of Mordor was you could basically take control of orcs without
right.
their knowledge, and mm-hmm. then they would just go back to their stronghold, and then with a push of a button while you're there, you would take control of their minds, and they'd fight on your side.
Hmm.
So, like, I literally, once I figured the game out, like, I think the point is you got to kill, like, 5 warlords or something
yeah.
before you can get to Saruman's right hand or whatever, or Sauron, whoever you fought. But basically, it was like 5 big warlord orcs, and I had killed 4 of them the normal way, and I had figured out enough about the game that for the 5th one, I really wanted to mess him up so bad. So I literally turned every orc in his command, which was like 30 or 40 orcs.
That's
I spent like a lot of hours just finding every orc and turning them and letting them live their life. And then when I went to challenge him, he comes out with all of these orcs behind him, and I just... pushed one button and all of their heads exploded. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Pretty intense, man.
It was so satisfied for like 100 hours of playtime.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
man.
Then you got stale, like you just run out of stuff.
Well, you just, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you've, I mean, there's only like 2 lands and then there's like 5 people to kill. There was a DLC. I never played it. I don't know if it was any good, but. I always thought about going back, but it's one of those games that's just, yeah, it's like Infamous Second Son for me kind of felt the same way. It's like you're in a limited play space. There's a lot to do in that play space, but once you're done in that play space, you're just done.
Yeah.
like every game eventually has a there's nothing left to do point. Yep. Like The Witcher had that point, but it was after 400 hours.
Jeez.
And, you know, I just got the Platinum Trophy in Horizon Zero Dawn yesterday. I rented that for 2.5 weeks, put 60 hours into it, and got the Platinum Trophy.
What's this Overwatch game?
Overwatch is something that Pinella and Luke are very into. I'm very bad at it, which is why I don't own it, because it's like Call of Duty. You know, I'm bad at Call of Duty, so I won't play them. It's that type. It's more
stuff.
Yeah, it's more twitchy,
yeah.
And I can't do that, but... It's a Blizzard game. Hmm. It's got heroes in it. So like every single person has a different unique ability and a different weapon set. It's not like Destiny where every character is the same but your loadout matters.
Yeah.
This is literally pick your character.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's medics and there's tanks and there's support people and they all have a role and you shoot other people. I think it's 5v5.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on it, so
it's one of the biggest games right now.
Need to look into
it's like huge. Pinella would love it if you got it.
Yeah
he's like, hey man, if Colby gets Overwatch, will you get Overwatch? And I was like, yeah man, I'll definitely do that, but he's got to play it more than like 4 times because I know what you're gonna do. You're gonna go buy it,
yeah.
You're gonna be like, Pinella, let's play, and then Pinella's gonna text me like, we just played for an hour, and then you'll never play again, and I will never play Overwatch unless you're playing.
Yeah.
Because I'm bad.
I mean, Battlefront's kind of twitchy, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm bad at that, too.
Yeah.
Remember how bad I am at that?
Yeah.
Real bad at it.
I'm bad at it, too.
I'm actually worse at Battlefront
at
because
it.
I can't aim.
Yeah.
It's too hard for my muscle memory to adjust from Destiny, where you put it on their head, you pull the trigger, it hits their head.
Right.
Because in Battlefront, you have to aim ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. Overwatch is a little bit like that as well, Pinella says.
Nope.
Laser guns, man.
Yep.
I can't handle the laser guns.
The laser guns.
Who decided laser guns were cool?
Yeah, like, wouldn't you want it more instant and less dodgeable?
Yeah, that's why that's why I don't play the Fallout games.
Yeah.
Because I play a lot of Skyrim, which
first
is the
first Fallout
game
I ever played was I turned it on, I don't remember the name of it,
New Vegas.
I was a baby.
Yeah, it's probably Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how Fallout 3 started.
And I couldn't figure out the fucking level.
Yeah, you had to get out of the vault. Yeah.
So, yeah, I gave up.
Yeah, they're basically the same game except Fallout has guns and Skyrim has swords, and I would much rather prefer
swords. A very simplistic game.
Yeah. It's like I'm bad at aiming.
Point and shoot.
And that's why I like The Witcher and Horizon basically have the same combat systems, which is roll a lot, hit, roll a lot, hit.
Yeah.
So I was innately good at Horizon because of that reason, but
the
enemies in Horizon are way different.
I'm just holding parry the entire time.
Parry?
Yeah.
I don't know if I
need to dodge more.
Yeah, dodging is the king of stuff to do.
All right.
But yeah, I prefer
I'm looking forward to playing more.
Yeah, man, it's a really good game. The Wide Orchard part is the tutorial.
Okay.
So, like, it's going to teach you basically everything you need to learn. Like, the reason they're giving you a griffin to fight is because they're sensitive to oils, they're sensitive to, you know, different types of potions and stuff. And so as you explore Wide Orchard, like, go to the question marks, man. That's the way to do it.
Go to the question marks.
Go to the question marks and find the places of power, because they give you an ability point every time you find one. And that you use those to increase your skill tree.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what those are.
Basically, what you want to do.
I'll figure them out.
Just head in a direction.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your map. Do you look at the town notice boards?
No.
Look at the notice boards.
Okay.
You don't have to read a damn thing on it.
All right.
What you do is you push X.
Yep.
Notice board comes up. X, 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 X. Circle. And then it'll say, 15 locations added to map, 6 new quests added. And then you can just start working through them.
I gotcha.
Yeah, and then that'll help you. Because the question marks are like monster areas, so you can learn to fight new monsters. Or they're a hidden treasure hoard where you can get loot. Or they're places of power where you can get skill points.
Yep.
Like, the questing in those games, I usually leave till last.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love to go into quests way overpowered.
Yeah.
Like, it's my favorite thing to, like, show up to the boss's room. It's like, I'm gonna overpower you! And I'm just like, then it's over, because I'm level 400 and he's level 6.
Yeah.
It's my favorite,
I gotcha.
Man. My favorite.
That makes sense.
But yeah, once you get out of Wide Orchard, the story really starts to pick up. Like, once you get to, like, Velen and Novigrad, and you meet Dandelion, who's your lovely gay friend, and it's fantastic.
Mm. Gay friend.
Yeah, and have you met Yennefer yet?
Yeah.
Have you met Gontor O'Dim?
No.
Dude, watch out for Gontor O'Dim.
Gontor O'Dim.
Yeah, I won't spoil it for
Gonorrhea.
You, but Gontor O'Dim comes back in the Hearts of Stone, and... God, it's one of the... So good. Hurry up, finish the damn game. Put 300 hours into it today.
Because no.
I would talk. We'd just do a Witcher show.
I would if I could, but I think today's only like 20 hours long. Not even that.
Dude,
probably got like 10
hours
left.
Don't lie to
me.
Pinella says, I would jizz with 6 Z's. I think that's about you getting Overwatch.
Yeah, maybe.
Fenella, is that about him getting Overwatch?
It's a little late, though.
Oh, well, I might have read it late, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the one who can see chat. Was how long was it? It's only right big right up there.
I gotcha. Geech, gotcha, gotcha.
I don't know how mice work. Let's see. When was that sent? Can I show timestamp?
Nope.
Sure.
Nope, you just screwed, man.
Just can't tell.
You just donezo.
Toggle timestamps. There we go. 2:31. Yeah, 4 minutes ago. So that wasn't. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about Overwatch.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah,
I bet it was. But Luke plays Overwatch on the PC, so the only person you'd be playing Overwatch with is Pinella, unless I got it. You're much more. You would have a better time if we all play Battlefront because we all have Battlefront and we all have Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron's on there now too, so you can play with Cameron and us. Did you play with Cameron before?
Maybe like once.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Maybe like once.
But yeah, you got to get Destiny 2, man. Got to get it.
You got to get it.
I already got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I pre-ordered it. Pre-ordered it.
Yeah, but you don't have it yet.
Well, I own it. It's in my PlayStation. It says 109 days, 15 hours,
and something that doesn't even exist yet. How does that make you feel?
It does exist. It just doesn't exist in my home.
Mm-hmm. Point proven.
Have you... You ever bought like a movie ticket or something before the movie? You saw the movie?
Nope.
Never done that?
Nope. Mm. Bought it after.
We started 5 minutes ago? Perfect. Give me a ticket.
See the movie, walk out, pay. Hey, speaking of movies.
Yeah, dude, you are on a roll with your transitions today,
speaking
man.
Speaking of movies.
This is something people that don't live in Wichita will not care about.
Yeah, nobody's going to care. No. But it's really sensitive to my heart because they've been here my entire life, and they've been apparently the best theaters in the world.
They're one of the best theaters in the world, yeah. So, that's what's so crazy.
If anybody doesn't know, if anybody doesn't live in Oklahoma or Kansas.
It's a lot of people.
Chain of movie theaters called Warren Theaters.
It's barely a chain. It's like five theaters.
There, yeah.
Right?
But he owns like not named Warren
That's
theaters.
True. He does. Because he owns
he's got the
he owns
palace,
three
the
really nice ones in Wichita. Mm-hmm. And I think he's got two really nice ones in Oklahoma.
Yep.
And then he's got a second run movie theater in Springfield, Missouri, and a second run here. And then there's the one in the mall.
Right.
So what is that? Like seven?
Yeah.
Seven or eight? That's a chain.
So about, yeah. A chain.
Yeah,
a local
chain.
Just chain. Yeah,
it's small.
A regional chain, yes. Okay.
Regional chain.
There you go. But he's now selling. He's been like a local hero, kind of. Not hero. Local.
He's like a
local rich man.
Yeah, he's like.
He's the big wig.
He's like the Koch brothers here, but not the Koch brothers everywhere else.
Right.
If that makes sense. So, like, you know the Koch brothers from Wichita. This guy is just as influential to Wichita as the Koch brothers are.
Right. To Wichita.
To Wichita only.
Not
right.
to the rest of the, really, the
but
nation.
But, like, that's how big his name recognition is here. Like, he's not just a business owner.
Right.
Like, he's not like, oh, he's the guy who owns blah, blah, blah.
Basically,
like,
everyone sees movies.
Everyone knows
and
Bill Warren,
yes,
right?
You go to the Warren Theaters.
Right.
And it's kind of... It's had a family tone to it-ish.
Yeah, it's set like in the 40s.
Yeah.
Like all the people who work there like wear like white gloves.
Really
and
dressed
like,
up in like old Usher gear and stuff.
Exactly.
It's really odd, but it's
kind of
cool.
Art deco style.
Yeah.
It's unique, right.
It's
it doesn't look
unique.
Like any other theater in the
Chairs
world.
Chairs are great. Sound quality's great.
Yep.
Projection's great.
Yep.
Great
doesn't begin to describe it. All right.
Yeah.
Until the one in Oklahoma, which is also a Warren Theater, the IMAX here in Wichita was the biggest IMAX in the world.
Right.
In the world.
It had that title for about what? 5 months maybe.
No, I think it had it for at least a good year or so.
Yeah, maybe.
And then but the thing is that like, I mean, put in perspective, like the screen inside was a couple inches smaller. Then the second biggest or the first biggest screen in the world, which was in the Sydney Opera House. And we're in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
So it's like the nicest theater ever.
Yeah.
It's the only thing good about Wichita.
It's literally the only thing good here.
Right.
Like, that other places
like
may
people
not
go,
have.
Hey man, I'm in Wichita, what should I do to blow my mind? Well, like you could drive down Grove Street and see a bunch of dead poor people, or you could go to the Warren Theater, which is one of the best theaters
dead
in the world.
Poor people.
Dude, am I lying?
They're all over. Just dead.
Remember that shop we went to on Grove that smelled like diarrhea inside? You don't have to remember to imagine it, though.
You didn't go when we went and bought all that cocaine energy drink, right?
No, I think you did that without me, but it's probably
was
the same
really
type
ghetto,
of place.
Blacked out windows kind of shop.
Yep. Yep. Anyways, that's what most Wichita's like.
So Bill decided to finally sell his chain of movie theaters for a lot of money.
Yeah.
And we're concerned?
Well, I think the first question I had is why?
Yeah.
Why would he do that? Because
I don't know.
What's the logic behind selling the theater?
My parents said he's keeping a couple. He's not selling all of them.
Well, it was in the Eagle today. Let me look it up, because there was a new story. Yeah, I could have done show prep, but God, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah. What even is prep?
What is show prep? Kansas.com is the website for our newspaper.
Go read our Wichita Eagle. They're super fancy.
Dude, they're so good. Their reporting is second to all. And let's see. I don't know why. I don't even read newspapers. I don't have any idea.
Second to all.
I just thought it was clever. That's
pretty good.
All right, my internet is also second to all.
Malt shop style.
What?
Malt shop style.
Oh, that's what Pinella says it is?
Great, great.
Malt shop.
Yeah.
It's like a malt shop.
Yeah,
what's a malt shop, dude? Is it like the war?
Then it's kind of like that.
God.
Not really, but...
Let's see here.
Anyways, he's selling, so we said seven movie theaters for about $220 million.
Which I think is a good price probably for that.
I would say so.
If not a little low, honestly.
I mean, I don't know why he did it. I would rather keep it than make the money.
Well, that's what I can't figure out. It's like, why, if he wanted to retire, why not just retire?
Yeah.
Because there's got to be people that know how to run the movie theater. Like, right. It's not like Bill Warren's there every day being like, make sure you feel that popcorn
bucket.
He's
a magician. Yeah, he makes all the movies magically play. Yeah. They don't have anyone running the projectors.
Right, there's no projectionist. He's running concessions, doing tickets. That's what's happened, man. So that's what I don't get, is like, why get rid of it completely? Like, why be like, I'm just going to take my $220 million right now instead of just taking millions of dollars every week or month, or how he's got to be making a ton of money. When we say it's the only thing to do here, like, we ain't lying.
Yeah,
there's nothing else.
Very highly priced. Like, I mean, it's comparative to
like a large
movie
drink there is like $6
in New York or California. I'm sure.
Yeah, I think the tickets are cheaper than normal. Well, maybe not like the Warren 21s and IMAX, but I think like the general tickets are cheaper than like an AMC.
Yeah.
But the concessions are just the same.
Right.
Easily.
Yep. Yeah, he's got to be raking in the dough, and now he has way more. Like, I don't know if it's like the gross sum of $220 million.
Oh,
like, I want that in my hands and to swim in that money. But, or if it's just, I don't know.
I really wish I could find this article, man.
I don't know, man. I'm just hoping that whatever company he sells it to doesn't start playing ads before fucking movie.
Oh, they're going to.
God, I'm going to die.
I mean, they're for sure going
to
do that.
I don't pay you so much money to see ads. I've already seen the ads.
Bill Warren confirms Warren Theater sale to Regal Entertainment.
Regal Entertainment.
Which I've never heard of. You ever heard of it?
The fuck was the end? No, I haven't. Mm-mm.
Also, like, Bill Warren, like, over the last year, they went through and rebranded as America's Showplace.
Right, like, he put in a whole bunch of money to market it.
Like, would he do it? It felt like he was trying to expand it nationally. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know what? That's a lot of work. You just buy it.
Yeah. So I'm too old. I have no children.
But that's the thing, is that I don't get why he wouldn't just hire, like, 50 people like me to just run it for him.
I don't either. It's stupid. He's ruining the best thing in Wichita. He could have kept it local. Local.
All right, here we go. AMC is $13.50.
For what?
So it's like $12, I think, here. So it's pretty close.
Yeah.
For I'm guessing, an evening movie. An emotional Bill Warren. I fucked up the second word. An emotional Bill Warren confirms he sold seven of his Warren theaters, including all of the Wichita ones, to Tennessee-based Regal Entertainment. The deal is effective immediately. If I want to see a movie today, I would need to buy a ticket. He would not. There's no way.
No way.
It's just a lie. Though it was a difficult decision to sell his almost 30-year-old company, Warren, 68, says it was the right one to permit him to do even bigger things. There's a lot more sellers' happiness than sellers' regret. On Thursday, the Eagle reported that Regal was likely buying the Wichita-based theater chain. The sale includes all of Warren's theaters in Wichita, the East Side, West Side, and Old Town Warren's, the Palace, and the Movie Machine, and his theaters in Moore and Broken Arrow. So it's everyone he owned. It's every single one.
So Warren says he handpicked Regal in large part because of the company CEO, Amy Miles. If it wasn't for Amy, I don't think I would have sold. This is a legacy thing. It is personal. That's so weird. Legacy thing.
If it's your legacy, why get rid of it? You don't sell your legacy, man!
If you sell it, then you don't have control over it, and it could go any direction that it wants. I mean,
Regal is $20 a ticket. That's what Pinella just said in our chat.
Wow.
It's over. It's over. That's, we're never seeing more movies here.
That sucks.
Warren thinks theater goes will be happy with Regal, which is a public company and the company's second or country's second largest theater chain with 559 theaters. Says it's a point of pride for him that Regal is an American company. In a statement, Miles says Warren Theater is the market leader in Wichita and Oklahoma City. No, you don't say. We are honored to be excited to add these high quality assets to our circuit and expect transaction to be immediately accretive to our earnings. Don't know. Warren says Warren Theater is a $200 million company, but he won't say how much he sold it for. However, the twice married Warren says I can afford to get married two times more now. He says the sales related to AMC Theater plans to enter Wichita market with a new 14 screen theater. He says he plans to sell where the works. We're in the works month before the chain, which is a competitor in his Oklahoma City chain, made his announcement. Warren's office will remain in Wichita, even though he's out of the theater business. He is still looking to grow his business in other markets. Oh, so he's using the money to fund a new thing?
Yeah.
I want to build a new type of theater, and I don't know yet what that is, but I want to try something different.
Yeah, I want to reshape the theater business and reshape what people expect going into a theater. That's my third reincarnation in the movie theater business, and I'm really looking forward to it. What? How old is he? He's going to die.
He's 68.
Right?
That's not that old.
He's dying.
Dude,
he's a
I don't.
Dead man. He's walking skeleton.
Again. So, I'm trying to put my head. If I was at
so
Bill
he's
Warren's
funding
office.
Funding his new project.
Right.
With this money that he's selling.
But he talks about it being his legacy.
Dude, VR movie theaters. Dun, dun, dun.
I guess my problem is the theaters are really literally named after him. Warren. This is why people pirate movies, not because people don't want to go see a movie, but because the movie company's got money hungry. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
why theaters
so many
are.
Damn sequels and shit!
Yeah, and well, that's why theaters are also dying.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, so he puts his name on his theaters.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally Warren Theaters.
Warren.
And that's his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
So if he's going to start a new theater. Does that mean they're going to change the name of these theaters from Warren to Regal? And then he's going to start a new Warren Theater, which
there
is like a theater we've
no
never seen?
No way, right?
I would think they would have to. Otherwise, how confusing would that? Because the only logic I would see here is if why wouldn't he just build a new Warren Theater then that's different from his other Warren Theaters? The only reason he would do that is because of brand confusion.
Right.
So the idea here is he sold these. These are now Regals. The Warren is now this special one where an Asian lowers from the ceiling with a VR headset and puts it on your head. Like, there's no reason that he would change
motion control
why
chairs.
Why would he? Those don't work. Those exist.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Is like, he can't make a new theater because theaters show movies. And he's only relegated to what movie companies make. Is he going to make his own movies, man? It doesn't make sense.
That's a good point.
It doesn't make sense. It's like, we're going to show Guardians of the Galaxy, but every time that Chris Pratt says ass, we're literally going to blow fart noise into the audience.
Personalized viewing rooms?
Again, all things he could have just added to his other theaters. That's what I don't get.
He's broken through to like a window into heaven. And he's going to be, it's like $1 million ticket to see it.
I mean, there's no chance that he has invented a new type of movie.
Right.
There's no chance.
No, because no one would adopt it, I feel
like. Right. Unless he's going to show like 8K movies. But again, he's limited by the fact that the movie companies don't give him 8K movies, right? And so, again, second point, why couldn't he just build that onto his existing theaters? There's literally nothing about starting your own new movie theater chain again that he couldn't do with his already wildly successful movie theater company now.
It's very true, unless he needed the money to fund whatever he's thinking.
He got the city to pay for the IMAX.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave him tax bonds. And they're just like, you pay him off when you get a chance.
I don't know,
he's the
man.
Only thing here, man! Life is over!
If the Warren Theater changes to Regal Theater, I don't know. It's just going to be weird. Life gone in Wichita.
Dude, there's nothing
just
here
just another
anymore.
Shit thing leaving.
What is there here
next,
to do
next, the airlines will be leaving, and robots will make them in fucking Kenya or some shit.
Dude, that's probably going to happen.
Yep.
That's probably not 30%. I doubt it'll be Kenya. But
30%. All jobs. 10 years.
Yeah, but that's like 90% of jobs in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We need to be looking.
Dude. Got to get out of here. This place is this
like
place
80%
awful.
Of people think that jobs are going to be cut down in the next 10 years, but those 80% of people think that their specific job won't go away.
Well, I make websites for a living. I'm fine.
There's
no.
Yeah.
No. Because my whole sales tactic is based around the fact that those site makers don't work.
They don't.
So that's why. I mean, if
they will, though.
That'd be a problem.
They will, though, man.
They can't be as good as me.
They're
going to
create AI Seth Neiman and give that to every single person who signs up on AIWebBuilder.com.
Sweet, though. Yeah. If I was an AI, I'd be fine losing my job to myself.
You personally wouldn't be.
It's fine.
You would lose it to
your... And my 10-year plan is to have a shack in the mountains and never see anyone ever again.
That's a good idea. I want to live in a shipping container.
It feels good to say 10 years, too, because it's when Aaron turns 18 and I no longer have to see him. Every
perfect.
Day, alligator just off to Colorado in a mountain.
Yeah,
you're allowed to know where I am.
Cave.
We'll see how me and Pinella's relationship is then. He probably will be allowed to contact me, but not see me
there
in person.
Go. All right,
you'll be allowed to see me.
I'll
in person.
Already be there, man. I'm moving there. At some point.
You better, because this place blows.
Yeah.
I mean, I never thought, like, when the AMC was announced that it was coming here, I was like, who's going to go to that?
Right.
Because the Warren is so good. Now I'll probably only go to the AMC.
Right. Because, I mean, if the ticket prices increase, man, that's just
right.
Stupid.
Well, and the AMC has been apparently making improvements over the last few years, and I'm guessing if they're building a brand new theater here, it would be
it's
the nicest
new.
One they will have.
Well,
I mean, it's in an old building, but they've got to retrofit all that.
Right,
because,
they have new technology.
Right,
the
screens can't even
stuff.
Be the same size and stuff, so I would imagine that that's what they'll do.
Huh.
Well, and they want nicer stuff because they want to sell you higher ticket prices. So they have all nice leather chairs and stuff. That's what was so great about the Warren. It's like 1996, you know, you went and saw a movie. It was in these nice chairs, and it was $8 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally have a box in there that has my Phantom Menace tickets in there from 99, and it said $4 on them.
Wow.
But it's the same auditorium we sit in to watch Guardians of the Galaxy. That's how nice the Warren is. It's been nice for a decade and a half.
Yep.
And now it's gone!
It's all gone, man. We're just like everybody else.
Dude.
Nothing special about Wichita anymore. Got the Woo Shock. Woot.
Yeah, we got the Shocker, dude.
Woot.
We got two in the pink, one in the stink. That's what we got,
one
man.
One in the pink and two up the stink.
Oh, is that how you
that's
roll,
how
man?
That's how they like it, man. Personal experience.
Oh, my God, dude. So, I'm just so mad about it.
It's kind of life-ruining because movies are kind of a big part.
I wish I wouldn't have read that article. That actually made it worse.
It did. It did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, it's already done.
It's already done. It is done.
It's done.
They own it now. So, I mean, that leads me to believe... I don't know why they would do that, though, and not have, like, a plan in place to move forward. But maybe now they do.
He probably does. Well, he said it. I mean, if it's true, and why wouldn't it be that he started working on it months before AMC?
Big old signage and rebranding everything inside.
They're
going to
do it, though, you know.
Jeez.
Because, like, even the wallpaper in there has W's all over it.
Yeah.
They're going to put in that, like, cosmic bowling flooring, you know, with, like, the black carpet with the blue speckles. Because that's what every theater has in the world. They're going to put up just like creamish, bluish walls.
It's going to be shit.
All the floors are going to be sticky. Never had a sticky floor in the Warren.
They're carpet.
They're carpet.
Mm-hmm.
That's how nice it is.
It's carpet.
The one in Manhattan is like going to a prison. And that's how most theaters are.
Yeah. Yep.
And that was the only thing we had.
Yep.
It's the only thing we had.
His legacy is now shit.
Yeah, his legacy is that of a betrayer.
Yeah, a
he's
betrayal.
He's betrayal. Deception.
Disgrace.
I'm telling you, man, that's what his legacy is. I will never forgive him. Do you know people are really mad at Bill Warren on Twitter because all his employees found out through the news that he was selling instead of being told. My first thought was, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, they're still.
What's he gonna do? Send a company-wide email?
Have a job. Yeah.
Listen, 14-year-old who serves popcorn and make $5 an hour. You now report to Regal Entertainment out of Tennessee.
I don't know. It's just Yeah.
People are,
he does not have to tell the low levels. I'm sure the higher levels
the
knew.
Managers definitely knew.
And it's his
Because
shit.
They're going to have to work for Regal. And now they're going to get different insurance. They're going to have different 401ks. And they're going to have all this stuff they're going to have to deal with in addition to a bad theater. Because you know they're never going to fix it. How it is now is how it always will be.
Yeah.
They'll never upgrade. Remember when Warren was like one of the first theaters in the world to have 7.1 Dolby and they showed Toy Story 3 with it and it was the first movie ever to have support it and Warren showed it with 7.1?
I don't.
That'll never happen again, man. It'll never happen again. Warren was also one of the first theaters in the world to have all digital THX projection and sound.
Mm-hmm. He liked
Here in
the
Wichita.
Top of the line
Here
stuff.
In Wichita.
Right.
Regal don't do that.
Regal doesn't care. They do that and wherever they
They're in Tennessee. They're drinking Jack Daniels and banging horses. Tennessee. Whatever you do in Tennessee, man.
Yeah. We'd have to look into it, man.
He's selling to do something next gen, basically getting investing in cell phones before they exist instead of creating more landlines.
What? My brain broke. What?
I think what he means is he's like it would be like investing in a cell network
instead
of investing in landlines.
Well,
then he's got to invest in the internet because theaters are dying.
Yeah.
If you build a theater, you are investing in landlines.
He's going to build a comparable to Netflix, man. Warren Flicks.
Dude, you can't compete with that.
Warren Flicks.
$220 million is not enough for one season of a show to compete with that.
That's so true.
There's just no chance. No. It's all about volume now.
Well, then what the fuck can he do?
I mean, that's why
he can't do anything scale wise to be next gen, I don't think.
No.
So
you have to be a billionaire to compete with people like that.
Yeah.
You'd have to be a billionaire.
He might be, but I mean.
I don't think he is. He's still Wichita time. $200 million for the Warren to a million dollar company? That seems low.
I don't know.
Seems low to me.
It's weird.
I mean, how much do you think it costs to build a new theater? It's got to cost that much money. It's got to be. I mean, how much do you think a 4K 3D IMAX projector costs?
Probably a lot.
A lot of money, right?
$120,000,
like
maybe.
You just can't put one in your house unless you're James Cameron. So you got to have a lot of money.
I don't know what will happen, but I am scared and I'm frightened and now I'm upset about it.
I
kind of want to
go, well, when did this come out? When did this come out? This came out May 19th. So this came out 2 days ago at 9 a.m. So you went and saw Guardians. So you went and saw a Regal Guardians and it was the same?
Yeah.
No difference? They showed America Showplace and all that up there?
Yeah.
Did you go to the IMAX or a regular one?
I did the IMAX.
But did they have like the video intro and all of that?
Because they did. It was a Saturday at 7 p.m.
That's a prime showing.
That's prime showing of IMAX.
Yeah.
They had one employee behind the counter, and there was a long line of people, and nobody came up.
On a Saturday.
I had to wait for dumbass motherfuckers to pick their seats when I had already picked my seat, had my receipt, ready to go check in, get my printed tickets. But no, I had to wait on assholes because there was only one guy operating the stand at that.
That's crazy.
At the IMAX one. We could have walked
says,
over.
I don't know. He's tested crazy things. Like, Pinnell, do you know stuff about Bill Warren that no one else does?
Yeah, I don't. What crazy things,
and
man?
And who's he? Like, what has Bill Warren done and how do you know?
He's looking stuff up, man. He's his
The only
uncle.
Reason I'm luring towards something next gen. So you mean online? What's next gen mean?
He doesn't know what it means.
He's going to say synergy.
Synergy.
Dude, I'm telling you, though.
Solar power.
I'm really sad about it.
Lewis Street, Glasgow.
Man, why did he have to do that, man? Why did he have to get rid of our theaters?
Because he's a rich mofo who likes to ruin people's dreams. Basically, I think that's what the rich do for their lives. That's their entertainment. They got all the money. They got all the stuff.
I mean, if he sold it for $200 million, which is not what he sold it for, you know, he sold it for more than that.
Probably
because if it's worth $200 million today and they plan on it to grow, I would think at least a quarter billion or half billion, maybe.
Maybe
you think a $500 million?
I don't know.
Could you imagine selling it?
No.
Dude, how do we start?
Because maybe it's worth $200 right now, just with the assets that it already has.
Yeah, they could just sell it off.
Just the brand name by itself.
Three IMAX projectors, $200 billion. Might be.
I don't know, man. Dude, it sucks.
That does suck.
It's obviously not in place yet. No changes have been made yet because, I went last night and it was the same old Warren logos, same old ticket prices, everything like that. So, I don't know if anything will change, but...
My parents' best friend is the one who did all the Warren designs.
Okay.
What's a Warren design?
I would assume.
You better not mean the videos were like there's snow melting and ice comes and shows Warren Theaters, because that dude needs to be taken out back and shot with a shotgun. That's the worst thing I've ever seen.
They're pretty bad. I don't know. I'm scared. But
dude, I'm sad about it.
Screw that guy.
I'm sad about it, man. That just seeing that picture makes me sad. I have so many memories of that theater just being good. Now
life
it's going to say Regal. R-E-A-R-E. Is it R? Yo, it's R-E-G-A-L. Regalin.
Regalin. Regalin.
I'm so mad.
My back.
All right, well, anything else we want to talk about?
I don't.
I mean, we hit an hour. It's 3 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock, guys.
I don't know if you know that, but it's 3 o'clock right now.
Yeah, my back hurts. I'm going to go
lay
in a back to tank.
I didn't give you the butt cushion today.
My butt doesn't even hurt. It's my back. Yeah, okay.
Well,
I woke
the chair
up
doesn't help with
back like either. A heart. Like, it's hard to breathe deep. My back hurts so much.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I lifted 3 large bags yesterday and held them for a long time, so I'm assuming that might be
like
it.
Like the gym?
Trash. Trash.
3 large trash bags.
Yeah, heavy trash bags.
Why?
I was taking out some trash.
Did you like tear them all at once?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you just?
Because I don't like making 2 trips.
Now your back hurts.
Well, now I'll know that for next time. I should balance them. They were all on one arm, and that's a mistake. I should do with 2, so it balances. So even back pain.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, I guess we'll leave then. But yeah. Are we gonna be back next Sunday?
Yeah.
I mean, what else we got to do?
No, we're not.
Because I feel like next Sunday, like episode 5, we gotta keep going.
Yeah.
Never stop. Number 5, dude. It's crazy. It's too many. All right, guys. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Seth and Colby Show. Thanks for watching. If you watch live, and your name is Pinella. And also, you can watch the video on demand on the YouTube page. Basically, get everything at SethandColby.com. I don't feel like selling it. I just don't feel like doing the push, the hard push.
It's just there for you. It's not a push. You can pull it if you want it.
Right.
Just pull it.
You can listen if you want. Get more at SethandColby.com if you want more. If you don't want more, just listen.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's really
cool.
It.
But you guys are cool.
Yeah, you're cool for listening in the first
place. Not you, Pinella.
Except Pinella.
But everyone else.
But Pinella's parents' friend who designed the warrant, he's cool. Pinella said that he designed the theaters themselves, which seems like he's more of an architect than a designer, but it's Pinella.
All right,
guys. Well, we'll see you next Sunday.
Adios, muchachos. Ay, 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 ay.